Join KMUW for Literary Feast this month as we read What We Can Know by Ian McEwan. We'll meet on Wednesday, October 29th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at KMUW for a group discussion and dinner from public. Guests are invited to bring a beverage to share, and Watermark Books and Cafe will be there with next month's book. Tickets are $15 at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
Good morning. It's Monday, October 27th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. While members of the Sedgwick County Commission agree senior centers are worth funding, they haven't been able to agree on how to fund them.
I think that the services needed should drive the dollars we put into the program. That really is not what happens. Today we just say, well, what we do last year, let's kind of do that number again.
We look into the options after the news. Some Kansas lawmakers want to improve services for drivers by privatizing the state's motor vehicle offices. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports.
In Kansas, public employees help residents with license renewals, driver's tests, and car registrations at DMVs overseen by the state. But that's not how it works in neighboring Missouri, where motor vehicle offices are run by private companies that contract with the State Department of Revenue. In a committee on government efficiency, lawmakers discussed following Missouri's lead. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson said DMV service has gotten especially bad in populated areas like Johnson County.
If you don't get an appointment, you're not going to get in there. You may set 2 or 3 hours unless you get an appointment.
Thompson also says it might be worth considering fee hikes to improve services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Some Kansas lawmakers are raising questions about increases to student fees at state universities. KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports.
Universities say fees are needed to cover expenses that are not financed by state funding or tuition. But members of a legislative committee on efficiency say they plan to scrutinize how fees are spent and whether universities are charging students too much. Elaine Frisbee is vice president of finance for the Kansas Board of Regents. She says regents weigh both sides before approving any fee hikes.
Ensuring that the university has the revenue available to ensure they can still deliver the kind of education that they expect.
Fees for a full-time undergraduate student this year range from less than $500 at Kansas State to more than $1,000 at Wichita State. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
A soybean disease has been found in Minnesota for the first time. It's the latest state to detect it since the disease arrived in the Midwest through Illinois in 2018. Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports.
Red crown rot is a fungus hidden in the soil that rots soybeans' roots, creating a toxin that destroys the bean's leaves. Agricultural scientists have not yet found a way to stop it. The disease has spread throughout the Midwest ever since Illinois first detected it in 2018. Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, and Wisconsin have since found the disease within their territory. Dean Malvick, a researcher at the University of Minnesota Extension, says while the only confirmed case so far is in Rock County, his team doesn't yet know how the disease spreads or where it could be next.
And that's one of the challenges. If we knew exactly how it's spreading, we could focus our efforts more in that way, but we don't know yet.
However, Malvick says that because the disease was detected in the fall, it gives his team time to study it and prepare for spring's planting season. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
Kansas has announced new construction projects for K-96 in Wichita. The state will spend an estimated $120 million for improvements at the Woodlawn and Rock Road interchanges. Construction is expected to begin in the year 2029. The work is part of the latest round of funding from the state's Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, also known as EIC. It will spend $442 million on 9 projects across Kansas. State officials say a strong modern highway system helps power economic growth. This is the 4th round of funding from the 10-year program. Wichita State University dedicated a new space last week that will help people learn about and use historic printing tools. The Robert L. Katoy Book Technologies Lab is on the 6th floor of Lindquist Hall. It features an assortment of printing and bookmaking tools with stations for trying historical writing technologies. People can set type using a replica Gutenberg press or print text by hand using a goose quill and linen paper. The lab was funded through private donations. It will host workshops for students and the community. Marching bands from all 7 Wichita high schools will perform at an event Monday evening. The annual Bandorama Festival begins at 6:30 p.m. Monday at South High School's Carpenter Stadium near I-235 in Seneca. Each high school band will perform its halftime show, and all the bands will join in a collective national anthem at the start of the festival. The event is open to the public and made possible through the district's partnership with Friends University. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMEW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. Members of the Sedgwick County Commission agree senior centers are worth funding. What they haven't been able to agree on in recent years is how to fund them. Now officials are looking into new options for how to divvy up money for the county's 19 senior centers. KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
It's just about lunchtime at the Goddard Senior Center when a familiar face walks in. Melvin Ormiston is here for a fresh meal and the smiles and conversation that come with it.
You gonna golf this week?
Tomorrow and Wednesday both.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. We're having a tournament.
Oh, where at?
Auburn Hills.
Okay.
Ormiston is one of thousands of senior center members in Sedgwick County. The centers date back to the early 80s when voters approved a ballot initiative to fund aging services. Today, those centers provide services like meals, exercise classes, and social events for people 55 and up.
Well, it gets people out of their recliners and out, and they meet people, and socialization, I think, is always good for especially older people.
Traditionally, those services have helped seniors stay active and out of assisted living facilities. But now, they also play a role in keeping elderly people from becoming homeless. One report predicts the number of homeless seniors in the U.S. will double in the next 5 years, as part of a so-called gray wave. Ella Hawk is director of the Goddard Senior Center. She says the community demand was clear from the start. The senior center in Goddard began about a year ago with around 20 people. Now there are more than 300 active members.
Our seniors are sort of set to the side, and that has always bothered me. I think they should be elevated, not ignored.
The center originally got about $6,000 from the county, but the need for services quickly grew beyond that budget, and the center had to ask for more money. The county commission used to give money to each center based on membership and number of services, but that criteria has been frozen since about 2017 when commissioners disagreed on whether the system was fair. The commission recently renewed the discussion by asking staff to look into options for funding criteria. But County Commissioner Jim Howell says he would prefer to use the original model instead of creating a new one. He also says current county funds are not meeting community demand.
I think that the services needed should drive the dollars we put into the program. That really is not what happens. Today we just say, well, what we do last year, let's kind of do that number again.
Overall funding for senior centers, like this one in Goddard, has lagged behind inflation in recent years. Commissioners corrected that in the most recent budget. But the county is getting older. About 11% of the county was over 65 in 2010. That percentage is set to double over the next 35 years. County staff are expected to present potential funding models for senior centers in time for next year's budget. That could determine the level of service Sedgwick County seniors can expect for years to come. I'm Daniel Cottle.
You can read more of Daniel's story at KMUW.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
What if national news was actually covered by the whole nation? The NPR network is over 200 independent newsrooms strong, stretching across all 50 states and Washington, D.C. It unites 300 million Americans in one big community built on one even bigger idea. What you hear changes everything.